Good morning, everyone. Today is the 21st of January, Tuesday morning, and I have a question. I'm full of questions, but my question this morning is, what is reality? What is reality? Welcome aboard, Troy Scarborough. Good to have you with us this morning. What is reality? Of course, the root of the word reality is real. What is real? You used to sing a song, "My God is real. He's real to my soul. He has touched and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, and I can feel him in my soul." You know, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and he said a friend of his called him up and said, "Do you think that this is the last generation that can actually live in reality?" You know, there's a lot of people that are walking around like in a daze, aren't they? They don't have any sense of what is real, what is true. You know, how do we experience reality? People want to get out of reality. They can't face reality. That's why they go to drugs and alcohol and all kinds of things to get their minds, you know, entertainment and sports and all kinds of things. They don't want to deal with reality in their lives. Jesus Christ made the greatest proclamation of reality. What did he say? He said, "I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life." Jesus is the reality of all realities. Jesus created all things, and by him all things consist. That's reality. People want to deny the Creator. They want to deny creation. They want to deny that Jesus is the eternal Son of God. And they want to go down all these other rabbit trails, don't they? You know, people want to get into altered states of consciousness. When I was in college, one of the professors, I took this class, and his goal, he wanted all the students to experience an altered state of consciousness. Welcome aboard, Lovesky Gabinet. People talk about out-of-body experiences. And people write songs, "I can fly, I can fly." People talk about metaphysical consciousness and reading the mystics. But reality can be found in the Word of God. Jesus Christ is the greatest sense of reality that we can ever have in our lives. Well, there's a song that I used to sing. "Years I spent in vanity and pride, knowing not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary." But when we come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, when he shines the light, when he causes the souls who are dead in trespasses and sins to be born again, there's no greater reality than seeing the light of the world, which is Jesus Christ. He lightens the world. The world is a very dark place. Jesus Christ brings light into our hearts. He shines the light of the gospel, the good news of his grace into our hearts. What is reality? Are you experiencing and I experiencing reality this morning? If we're in Christ, we have the greatest reality, don't we? He's like a refiner's fire, like fuller's foot soap. He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, and they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Malachi 3, 2 and 3. So that when we experience tribulations, we know that it's part of the reality of being in Christ, because we are told that if we're in Christ, we will suffer persecution. We glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Romans 5, 3 through 5. Yes, Troy, that is absolutely right. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except through me, he says. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the ultimate, ultimate reality. Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy places with him also, that is, of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Isaiah 57:15. Man is proud and haughty. God hates pride. Pride is Luciferian. You ever thought about that? Welcome aboard, Sean Elliott. Good to have you with us this morning. Pride is Luciferian. Lucifer got outside of reality. Lucifer said, I will arise and be as God. Welcome aboard, Howard Jett. Glad to have you with us this morning. Lucifer got outside of reality. He said, I will rise and be as God. That's what man does when man and woman rejects their creator. They will arise. They will make themselves God. That's not reality. Most of society today are living outside the realm of reality. You know, and the reason, again, they don't want to deal with their maker, their creator. They want to be their own creator. They're into self-redemption, self-justification. The only way you can be justified is in Christ, through the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ. You know? In our world, we are told that we have the power of choice. Be careful to evaluate this voice. As it relates to eternal life, it's especially taboo, for God distinctly tells us in his word that if we are in Christ, if we've chosen Christ, we were already one of his herd. My sheep hear my voice, and they do follow me. You see, he has chosen us before the foundation of the world in eternity. Lucifer had the idea that you shall become as God, knowing good from evil. Lucifer's deception to mankind was revealed. Since the fall, men have tried to become their own savior, redeemer, but not true for some. even though Saul of Tarsus was running astray, God struck Saul down and said, "You're going my way. My sheep hear my voice and they do follow me." God made the decision for the sheep's destiny. What a comfort this brings to the soul to know that our Father, our future, controls. Whenever we sin, He forgives His wayward lambs and He reminds us in His word, "I am that I am." He has put all things under His feet, including also the tares and the wheat. May we ever be reminded of this fact. The shed blood of Jesus is a solid contract. This contract was between the Father and the Son. The work of atonement is already done. Let's give credit to whom it is due. Our eternal salvation is from Him, not me or you. That's reality. That's the reality. Like Brother Troy says, we recognize that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except by me. There are many voices in the world today. We must examine closely what it is they have to say. Are these voices proclaiming the truth of God's word? Or are they promoting Satan's attack against God's herd? One voice tells us to accept everyone as God's child. All paths lead to God, they say. God's word is reviled. There's only one mediator between God and man. It's the man Christ Jesus. God said, "I am that I am." Buddha, Hindu, and New Age are religions for the blue. A voice denying Christ as the perfect sacrifice for you. Gays and lesbians are okay. Let them do their own thing. It's an abomination. The cords of heaven ring. Reincarnation will give peace within because you'll get another life even when you sin. This voice denies eternal life through God's Son alone and puts in its place man upon the throne. Listen to the voices of the music and the lyrics calling, promoting the lust of the flesh to the Christian appalling. Our thoughts can be regulated by the Word of God, the ultimate protection of the gospel we are shod. Try the spirits and see if they be from God or from Satan. When they deny His Son and His Word, run from them and forsake them. Put on the whole armor of God that we can stand against the wiles of the devil and against his evil band. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be focused on God's word and not Satan's part. Satan would try to deceive us, have us go astray, but Christ tells us in his word, "I am the truth, the life, the way." That's reality. What is reality? Mockingly, Pilate said to Christ, "What is truth?" And truth was standing right in front of him in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Creator of the universe was standing in front of Pilate, and Pilate mockingly declares, "What is truth?" Well, this morning, the question is, what is reality? As we turn on the news, is that reality? Why do people call it fake news? Because it's all drama. It's all drama. This whole today will be a day that lives in infamy as far as a historical date. The beginning of the Senate trial of the impeachment of Donald J. Trump. Is that reality? Is that reality? You know, I'm glad that God never impeaches his children. You know something? God never impeaches his children. He never casts us off. When he said, I give unto them eternal life, and no man can pluck them out of my hand, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hands. That's eternal life. That's not temporary life. Those that are going around saying you can lose your salvation don't understand the price that Christ paid for my salvation. He shed his precious blood on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary to give me eternal, everlasting life. You can take that to the bank. That's reality. Man wants to think they have a hand in their salvation, when in reality, they had nothing to do with it because they were dead in their trespasses and sin. How can a dead man give themselves new life? Do you believe that Jesus Christ has forgiven you of all your sins, including your past, your present, and your sins that you will yet commit? If you're one of God's elect, he will grant you repentance when you fall, when you succumb to sin, if you're one of his. Let's give all the credit of our redemption to Jesus Christ. Let's not get into self-redemption. I'm not an antinomian. I feel Christ every day, but he always forgives me and puts me back on the straight and narrow way. You might say, Larry, there's no hope for you. But my dear friend, that just is not true. The reason he came for a sinner like me, he didn't come to call the righteous, but to set the prisoner free. So, reality is that Christ has paid the price. Not because Larry's done anything nice. This is the sole reason why Christ came into the world to save poor, wretched sinners like me and take our sin and shame. This life is only temporary, but he has given us life forever in his name. So this morning, let us examine whether we are in reality or out of reality. Are you out of touch of reality this morning? Our focus should be on eternal things, not things on this earth. This earth will pass away. Vanity, vanity, all is vanity. It will pass away like a vapor. There's never a time and never a place when and where I should not praise Jesus for his amazing grace. To come and die for a sinner like me, my praise should ring out for eternity. Lord, help me to be ever thankful for what you've done for me. Dying for me, the purchase is done. It was not completed without the awful cost of the most bitter agony you experienced at the cross. Please always help me remember what you did for me when you suffered and died at Mount Calvary. There's never a time and never a place when and where I should not praise Jesus for his amazing grace. Well, I want to conclude this time that we have together this morning with the thought that Christ is the fountain of all good. Yes, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. This fountain is an endless supply, and with God's elect it forever remains. This everlasting water we drink of each day replenishes our souls along the pilgrim way. Christ is the fountain of all good, forever doth provide a shelter from the storm, and in the cleft of the rock we hide. Our thirst he will always quench when we are oh so dry. With this everlasting stream of water, he always does supply. That's reality. If there's any reality, he said to the lady at Samaria, I would give unto you living water that you would never thirst again. That's the reality for the Christian. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. You all are in my prayers. I covet your prayers as well for myself and my family. May you have a blessed day today in the Lord. God bless.